the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up. Hi, Drinks and Soup Podcast!
I still don't know where that crowd is.
Episode 75.
Last one of the year.
Last one of the decade?
End of the year.
The Aztecs were right.
That's next. No, that's 2 years.
Okay, then they weren't right.
My name is Joel Watson from the online comic Hijinks Ensue. With me as normally, Eli Luna, and for the first time this year, for the first time since, God, I don't know, 2008? The Chang to your chooch, Alex Flores. Whoa.
It's a celebration.
Happy New Year.
It is a celebration. Alex, you're, Eli, we know that you are whatever it is that you are. Alex, you are the art director of the local alt mag here, the Dallas Observer.
Like a gay one?
It's like being the guy that waxes the floor in the Titanic. It just doesn't matter.
It really...
What's it going to matter?
It doesn't matter.
In the long run, why are you painting the hull of that ship?
No, I kid, but I'm serious.
I'm going to start this on a down note if at all possible.
Newspapers are dying. Oh, what? No. Fun times. Beers.
You know what I found as I was unloading boxes? A copy of The Met.
Wait, is this your new job?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa!
That's a celebration.
That's a celebration time.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I found
a copy of
The Met.
What is The Met?
It was
First of all, what is your new job unloading boxes?
Right.
Second of all, what is The Met?
I like boxes.
Okay.
And
so it was a natural fit.
The Met was the competitor to the Dallas Observer.
And they folded.
You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember The Met?
I might not have lived here.
We bought them.
I lived here like a
day. Oh, really?
I've only lived here a decade.
The Met was like the other alternative paper.
No, I never.
It was the alternative to the alternative.
No, but I do occasionally see the quick DFW, the quick Dallas Morning News, and also don't read that. So
you can read that on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the solution. The solution is put all the content on the internet, make it sexy, and stop wasting money putting paper stuff everywhere.
But the Observer is bringing sexy back.
Oh, okay. I wish we had a clip of that to play.
Bringing sexy back?
Hang on, let me check. No, we don't. Okay.
No, I don't.
So anyway, and who's not here? Godless sodomite Josh Jeffcoat is off doing exactly...
A lot of guys.
What it is you think he would be doing.
Yeah, he's doing...
On New Year's Eve.
Bear hunting.
Do you think they call it that?
They call bears up in Alaska polar bears. So
no, I know that.
I'm saying, why
do you think they go bear hunting? He could confirm that for us if he was here. He's not.
Bear as in B-A-R-E, right?
Yeah, no. Both. Little column A, little column B. Josh is... He takes a good 30, 40 vacations a year, at least. Typically...
Yeah, but this is not a vacation. This is a holiday.
Well, they're typically weekend jaunts. Yes, what our friends in the British Isles may call holiday. He loads up the Beverly Hillbillies wagon and drives off to bear country. He hunts. He lives off the land. He forages. And then he returns with the spoils. And then he gets tested.
Like a coon hat?
He gets tested something? Afterwards.
Hey, excuse you, sir.
I don't think he swings that way. Animals, I mean, not... What am I talking
Wait,
about?
What?
I don't know. Are you calling me right now? He's going to be balls deep. He's not going to answer.
Hey.
Hey. Are you balls deep right now?
Am I what?
Are you balls deep right now?
Where are your balls?
No, I am not.
He wouldn't have picked up otherwise.
Oh, all right. Well, we're doing a podcast, and we just wanted to tell you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's the name of the gay club you're at right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what's it? Where are you at right now?
Okay, wait. I'm at a New Year's party, and I can't hear shit. On the phone. so I'm going to go step into the next room.
Oh, this is going
we're already
going to
hang up by now.
I'm already done talking to you.
I'll wait till it gets to the other room. Enough.
So, wait, what are you asking me?
Where are you at?
I'm in Minneapolis.
No, I know, but are you like at...
Give me the address.
Are you at like Bass Pro or Bear, Bass like Pro? The Bear Trap or?
No, I'm at a friend's house. Although there are lots of bears here.
Ask him the question.
Are you in a cave?
Do they call it bear hunting?
Yeah. So, yeah. Is it called bear hunting?
When you're on the prowl.
When you're out, like if straight dudes go like, hey, we're going to go.
Girl hunting? No.
Yeah. If we're going to go like.
What do we call it?
Yeah, whatever. Like when you're going to go out,
embarrass yourself.
Are we going to go bear hunting?
No, we're going to go looking for dick. What do you mean?
Okay. It's much more simple.
Yeah, dick bear.
We're not trying to be like secretive about it.
That's right. That's the difference.
Like 7 o'clock. Oh, it's time for cock. Let's go.
Yeah, that's the difference. Is we have to play games, and they just get to come right out and say it.
They just look at their watch, like, oh, it's cock 30.
Yeah. Right, who's coming?
Well, both of their watches have dicks on the hands.
The longer one tells the hour.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're both dicks. All right. Happy New Year, Josh.
Happy New Year, Josh.
All right. Happy New Year.
All right. See
enjoy
you
your, enjoy your dickens.
All right, bye.
Your dickenings.
So, well, first live
Highlander
guest.
3, the dickening. No, he was a guest last time.
But
he
there
was
can't
out of town.
Only be one.
There has to be more than
there
one.
There has to be. There's only one? I like looking around.
Yeah.
Like,
Josh's clan is like inverse to Highlander.
I don't think they're called clans.
They Clan of the Cave Bear, sure. They
aren't they like
they're
packs?
Bears, I think bears it's pods. Covel and pods of coven. Bears. A coven of bears. It's coven. It's pronounced coven.
Coven.
A coven of bears. A murder of bears? I hope not. That'd be a hate crime.
A gaggle of bears. Bear gaggle.
Flock of bears.
I love that band. So
because you're hungry like the wolf,
Josh.
hungry like the bear.
I just wish him good hunting, Godspeed,
good dick hunting.
Get tested before, during, and after.
That's some good dick. I'm sure
you know. There's a thing that I've learned from Josh that it's enviable that because they are few in number. Fewer in number, not few by any means, but fewer in number. Josh and his ilk are allowed to walk right up to people and say, hey, I like the look of your balls. You want to go fuck? Yeah, I think so. I think that would be a good time.
He's screwing elk?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Bears and elk crossbreeding.
No, there is
cats
a thing,
and dogs
though.
Living together.
What did he tell us about? There's another animal they use. It's like
walrus.
No.
Otter.
No.
It may have been otter.
Otter was one of them.
It is otter. Otter pop.
What is that? I forgot what the designation of that was.
I don't remember that and flying squirrels.
Definitely marsupials were involved. There was something about pouches.
Wombats. And
I think the larger gay male will wear sort of a baby Bjorn and put the smaller one in it, and they call that wombatting.
Well, no, it's a Paddington bear.
In Australia, are they called koalas? Well, bears in Britain all wear blue raincoats and yellow fluffy hats.
Right.
Yes. That's how you know them.
Because it's going to be a mess.
And they eat marmalade.
Right.
I like how recently on Twitter, I love that this has turned into bear talk. Josh posted a picture. I knew he was with 30 or 40 bears, and he posts a picture and says, what a mess. And I'm like, I don't think I should click. I really don't. He mentioned they were at a restaurant, and I'm like, did they just lock you guys in a room, turn the lights off, and... burn the rest of the place down.
They just throw meat into the room.
Yeah, a trap just opens out of the ceiling and meats and lubricants fall down. 8 hours later, they unlock the door and I don't know.
Greased meats.
Oh, so speaking of all of that, Happy New Year's.
let's raise our...
Yay!
Let's raise our festive
you
beers
guys,
to the bears.
As opposed to our previous live... there you go. As opposed to our previous, you almost shattered that shit. Our live episodes
mouth.
Where Eli has been attempting to murder Josh with various alcohol infused goodies. You seem to be drinking wine bottles full of beer now. Explain to me what's happening. I don't understand.
They I was like, I want more beer. And they're like, I give you a bigger bottle. It's like,
okay, so there's math involved. Okay,
it's a celebration.
Good. As long as it was an honest transaction.
It's very straightforward.
Okay.
There's not really a
whole lot. It's like when Josh goes out looking for balls. He's like, I want that. Can I have that? Oh, yeah, you can have that. Absolutely.
I'll take that and that. And
it's like when you buy fireworks. You're like, I want the bottle rockets, but how much for your cock? Does it come in the big package? How much for the $40 package? Okay.
This one has more colors.
Ah. But this one's louder.
This one just blows smoke.
This one's smoky. Yeah.
I think that's all it does.
This one's smoky, but this package louder.
Much like the snake.
Yeah, that
what
one.
What does that do?
You're gonna
it
want
just that one just grows, and then it smells like shit.
You're going to want El Gran Burro.
It sounds like ash.
El Burro Explodador. Oh, okay. Give me that one. That's, whatever. Hijinks and Sue podcast. We're going to take a quick break. I thought we had things to talk about, but it seems as though we don't. We're just talking about gay sex. In the happiest of ways.
What?
Huh? Hi, Jinx and Zuba guest. Episode 75. If you can't already tell, I'm just waiting for these guys to get drunk so we can keep not talking about anything of any importance.
This is the 75th anniversary. Is that what you're saying?
Of what?
Of the hijinks.
I guess. Of the original hijinkery. Again, my name is Joel Watson. We're doing a Hijinks and Suit Geek podcast with Eli Luna, Alex Flores. All I'm saying is if the cops show up, I'm fine. I'm definitely the lightest guy in the room. You guys, I don't know. Not only are you far browner than I, but you appear to be the same person most of the time. So
every now and then on special occasions, our bodies split into
they
two.
They're going to take you guys in. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not going to stop them. We are, we're going to have a shitty movie night tonight. We are going to do some shitty movie watching.
Is that why we're here?
Yeah. And it is the last night, like we said, of the year and of the decade. Who God knows when this will go up, but it was recorded around 8 p.m. New Year's Eve, so 2010.
Roughly.
I'm going to give you an update. For the last couple of months, we were doing a donation drive for the Hijinks and Suit podcast, looking for 300 monthly subscribers to keep the show frequent and weekly and happy and fun. Yeah, not even close. We ended up around 130, 135. I'm super appreciative to everyone that donated. We did add, probably went up from like 80 to 135. That's a huge bump. I really appreciate it. Don't know what that means for the success. I say it's a success, period. People donated, big success. The book pre-sale, my God, if you're not pre-ordering the book, I don't know. You just need to, please. Hijinksandsue.com/book2. Pre-order the book. If you want an ultimate fancy edition, they're about half gone, and the book has to go to the printer in like 2 weeks. So,
and this is the sequel to the first book.
Second.
It's like the Wrath of Khan.
It's the direct sequel. It follows up all of the mysteries and plot holes that were not revealed in the first book.
Is this the book where they finally have sex?
All of them.
Okay, good.
For the whole middle of the book, 30-ish pages right in the middle. It's just a fuck fest. It's just a fuck fest.
It's just a cock that unfolds out of like various pages.
Well, yeah, it's one connected page. It's and you fold it for like 30 or 40 pages, and then the cock pops up on the last page. Cock up book.
Cock up.
Cock pop. Pop cock.
Cock up.
Cock pop. Book. Pop cocks. Cock popping. Did we all see? Do you want to talk? Here, let me ask you this: do you want to talk about movies? Do you want to talk about geek news? Or do you want to talk about Christmas in the holiday season times?
Let's do movies real quick.
Okay, do we
talk about the movies?
Did we all do a year in review? Is that what this is?
Eli wants to do all the movies that we didn't see and why. I want to say, before we do that, did everyone see Tron? Did we all see Tron?
No.
You didn't see Tron?
I have not yet.
Why? What's wrong with Tron?
I just saw Black Swan.
Tron? Like, I didn't see Black Tron.
Tron.
That.
Did you see Black Tron? It was the sequel to Black Dynamite. Their computer wasn't nearly as good as the one in Tron because it was in the 70s, but man.
But at least all the Kung Fu treachery was in neon.
It was awesome Kung Fu. Yeah. All the nunchucks were hypercolor. And
yes.
was amazing. You know what we need to get for a sound clip? Dynamite!
Dynamite! Yeah.
I watched that for the first time all the way through, like 2 weeks
that
ago.
That makes me happy.
The Black Dynamite
movie.
I sell droids at the community.
Cedric Yarbrough was amazing. He was only on screen for like 30 seconds, and he stole it every time. I love how they're going around the room deciding if all the pimps are in league, and he just goes, chocolate giddy up!
There are so many things that are right about that movie.
All of it. Also, the movie was 3/4 over when I realized Black Dynamite was Spawn.
You didn't know that?
You did not
realize? Fucking Spawn!
Dude, he's a real kung fu dude and everything.
I know. Look at his name.
And he's Spawn.
His middle name is Jai, J-A-I. Yeah. That's like the name of a weapon. That's like a... Like kung fu cops are like, oh, we found him murdered with a Jai in his face. It must have been Black Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah. So speaking of Tron, Black Dynamite was amazing. I enjoyed that movie so thoroughly. It came on TV when
Wait,
I had like
what
a...
channel?
Oh, I don't know. Fucking Stars or something. And
it was like a BET, I think.
It got bumped off my DVR before I had a chance to watch it. It super pissed me off. So I had to wait like 3 months for... I could have Netflixed it, I suppose.
DVR is broken.
Yeah. Whatever. But I finally saw it. My God, that movie is amazing. It ends kind of like the... I will say this. The momentum builds and builds and builds, and then the end is either perfect or weak. I can't decide.
It's probably... For me, it's perfect.
I think the rest of the movie makes it perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you could almost turn it off when they leave Kung Fu Island. Like,
no, but that's the whole point is like, much like other movies, like fucking Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, where you're like, oh.
You know what?
Fucking die.
Wife and I were watching that.
Die.
We watched that less than a week ago for like maybe the 100th time. And she goes, now was that ending 3? I go, no, that was ending 2. There's 5. And I start listing them. I'm like, number 1 is this, number 2 is that. And we went through, and yeah, there are exactly 5 endings to that movie. It is still in my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
No.
That movie is actually still going on.
Yeah.
It's not
somewhere.
Finished yet.
It's always
it's
going
somewhere.
It's
still being filmed. But Black Dynamite did it right because they're like, oh, yeah, and we have to go to the White House.
Well, I'll say this.
Because it's
the honky
White
house.
House.
The honky house.
Right.
I will say this. Lord of the Rings, the whole trilogy, devoid of pimps. Completely devoid. I mean, Saruman, maybe.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe.
I thought Saruman. Elrond was a pimp.
Elrond was a pimp, motherfucker. He did have that strong pimp hand.
Treebeard. He's pimping out his dudes.
No.
Go over there. Go.
All his hoes got slain, though. He's not a very good pimp. There was more pimping. I'll say this. There was more of the game represented in Black Dynamite.
King Pimp. Hello.
Than, what?
Gandalf. Look at him. He's got the cane. He's got the robes.
That's true.
He's got the swagger.
That is true.
Especially
Dynamite.
That one.
Dynamite.
That one scene where he walks in and he's like, because they
you
think
shall give me my money.
There's that.
Yeah. What?
No, the scene where they go and they still think he's Gandalf the Grey.
Oh yeah, and he comes
and he
in
throws
and
it off.
He's like, hell no, bitch.
It's a celebration, bitches.
This shit is white.
And then over the horizon,
Gandalf,
yeah,
the white Cadillac comes.
Yeah, yeah, shadow. The license plate says Shadowfax on it.
Gandalf White. Boom, boom. Gandalf White. Boom, boom.
Oh my god!
All right, let's go to this.
So Black Tron was pretty good.
Yeah,
huh?
Black Tron was
Black
awesome.
Tron was awesome. Now is that Black Dynamite Tron or Black Swan? Which one are we talking
all of
about
it.
Now?
It's Black Dynamite on a light cycle.
Okay.
I don't going to the a black.
I'm not
ballerina.
Sure I want to stop talking about Black Dynamite. I think I just want to go
it's
watch
on
that
this,
again.
It's on this. I know.
It's yeah, so good. Sure about that. It was so good. It was ridiculously good. It was ridiculous how authentic it was. There were scant times when it couldn't have been a blaxploitation film. I mean, it only delved into the absurd.
There was
slightly more than those movies actually did.
It's so brilliant on multiple levels.
Also, if you look up. Like the trivia on IMDb, there's certain things in it that I never would have caught because I just didn't grow up on those movies. But at the very beginning, his brother Jimmy, for some... What? Oh, tip. Who's here? Pizza?
Yeah.
Is it Keith? Keith Pizza?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we might take a break and go eat some Keith Pizza.
No, have him come on in.
But, they, what were we talking about?
Oh, Keith Pizza.
The brother Jimmy, for some reason is speaking with a British accent at the beginning. And they said that it was actually fairly common. Because you remember he's like, what? I'm not a snitch. Like, he's got this, like...
Oh, I thought that was just supposed to be he's trying to be, like, well, it turns out
there was this thing in some of the blaxploitation films where they would get Shakespearean actors to play in these movies.
To play Othello?
It was guys that had been playing Othello for, like, a long time ended up in a lot of these, like, Kung Fu Black movies. And so there is a lot of that. There is a lot of
Is that the Shakespearean term? Kung Fu Black movies? Kung Fu
Black movies, yeah. Like Othello, that's the first, really. Othello was the first blaxploitation film.
Othello could use some kung fu treachery, I think.
Fiendish Dr. Wu, kung fu treachery.
That's what makes that movie great.
One of the best lines in
they
that
don't
movie.
Don't have to explain anything.
Nothing. And one of the best lines in that movie is when he goes, he's like, saddle up, boys, we're going to Kung Fu Island. And then no one knows what to do, and they all just kind of look at each other. And then they split, like...
Yeah, that's what makes that movie great, where they have the long, awkward, like, pauses.
I love... Yeah,
the camera loses focus on, like, it'll, like...
The boom mic hits somebody in the head.
Or it'll catch focus on a light in the back, and it's rack focuses because it doesn't know what to do.
Or, like, genius. There's the guy, Bullhorn, who rhymes everything.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the movie, he can't figure out a rhyme, and he's like, "Gut!"
Isn't that when he loses his power?
He's like, well, Black Dynamite, if you need my help, then... Oh, God. He's just going to sit there for a while like, no, I don't got it. And the cast. Okay. The, not Bullhorn, one of his other sort of lieutenant guys, I can't remember his name, is the lawyer from Seinfeld.
Remember yeah, him? He was also in the remake of Mission Impossible.
And he was in Smallville, too, as John Johns, which was very bizarre. But Jackie Childs, that was his name. Who told you to put on a bomb? I didn't tell you to put on a bomb. He's amazing. Cedric Yarbrough from Reno 911 was in it as Chocolate Giddy-Up. And I think every other black guy was in it, too, I'm pretty sure. All of them. Pretty much all of them.
They, like, called in a favor. Hey, black guys.
Yeah. God damn, the movie
come
was good.
Do a black movie.
So speaking of Tron, I love Black Dynamite. It's a strong recommendation.
Go see
Music was
Tron.
Amazing. The look of it was perfect. The costumes. How did that movie not get Oscars for like costumes and cinematography?
Tron?
Bad cinematography.
That's Whitey holding
God
back
damn the man. God damn the man.
It's those white computers.
Tron was good. I am... Eli, you saw Tron?
Black Tron?
No, real Tron. Tron Legacy.
Yes.
What do you think?
It was good.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, pretty much. Because I mean, it was good. I mean, that's...
I had only... I do I not... Hate,
I don't think it was a religious experience. And if anybody says it was...
No.
You
what
get
about
over
the Tron guy? The Tron guy...
Okay, Tron guy, it's acceptable.
I got like three things.
He creamed his jeans. His neon jeans.
He was not allowed in the theater with his Tron costume.
Yeah, I know.
He called his theater ahead of time, asked if he's like,
hey, I'm Tron guy.
I'm Jay Maynard, Tron guy. Can I wear my Tron suit? And they said, you will not be admitted, sir.
That's the world we live in.
That's the man.
It's a post 9/11 world.
What is that shit? I mean, he was smuggling some balls of mass destruction in that costume, but still.
You know, he had to sell his plane?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, did I learn that
his
on this
Tron,
podcast?
Probably. His Tron painted plane. Yeah. My God.
What the hell is that? It's a Tron. It's Tron flying.
Do you know what that theater, the opportunity they missed was to get on the goddamn radio and say, motherfucking Tron guy is coming to watch Tron at our Tron theater.
So if you ever want to watch Tron the way Tron was meant to be watched.
With a fat guy in a Tron suit and a creepy mustache.
You better be black.
And Coke bottle glasses. And his balls hanging out, all crammed up in there in that Tron suit. And you come on down.
In the grid.
Yes. Those balls were decidedly out of the grid. They had escaped through the portal. Hard to look at that guy.
What is that?
He commented on one of my comics one time.
Is that really?
It's shocking. Yeah, I drew him in the Geek Nativity, like my first Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And he commented on it.
Do you want money?
Jay, this is weird. I didn't know I was on a comic. And I'm like, okay.
He said that was weird.
I'm like, you're also weird for everything you did.
That's weird.
But also pretty cool, I guess. Okay, bye.
Is that what it's come down to? That's weird.
The guy, yeah, the guy wearing the spandex hand-painted Tron suit is like, oh, what's this about? What's this shit? This shit is wacky.
And it's not weird that he sold his Tron plane. He had a Tron plane.
That's not weird at all.
Nothing. No, selling it's not weird. Possessing it and creating it, that's pretty fucking weird. But
I bet you the Tron
plane. I wonder if he went, like, if he had gone on that show Pawn Stars or so. What do you got today?
We have to come outside. Check
got
out.
A Tron plane.
What do you got? It's a plane that is in the grid, and it's Tron.
You may not be able to see it because it is in a three-dimensional grid plane inside my wristwatch computer. But
it is used. It allows you to get into. And the guys.
Do you think they have a lot of problems with the whole, like, you know, selling, like, the eBaying of fictional goods on the Tron grid, like the gold farming and whatnot?
What?
Farmville?
Like, is Farmville on the grid? And, like, is do you have to like in person tell Facebook people to leave you alone on Tron?
Those are the areas, like the ghetto, that they don't really talk about. Okay,
because they seem to be in a nice part of the grid, really.
No, they weren't. They were pretty, like, swanky. That was Apple.
Oh, okay.
I think
that was iTunes that they were in.
No, that was probably. Yeah,
you got nothing. So. Yeah. I had three problems, or I got three things to say about Tron. Number one, I do not understand why everyone is bitching about the quote-unquote, like, lack of a story. It's fucking Tron.
Yeah, it's just blinking lights.
You're watching a motherboard.
It's the sequel to its predecessor. And the story in that wasn't this amazing Shakespearean tale.
Denise watched that for the first time not that long ago. And you just accept the fact. She's like, what's happening? That guy is a piece of RAM.
Yeah.
And that guy's a program. And that
except for some reason they have feelings.
Yeah. And that guy's like a transistor or something. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But he just died.
Yeah. And it's for, like, some reason, some of it's mean and some of it's not.
It's like the original Tron starts, like, in the middle of the movie. It just starts.
Tron is fun.
Oh, hey, what's up?
But that's Tron is not this amazing story. And someone's like, oh, the story's terrible. The writing's awful. I'm like, not really. It's just Tron. What are you looking for? So there's that. Second of all, I think CG Jeff Bridges will go down in history as one of the biggest mistakes in modern movie making.
You really had a problem with his mouth, didn't you?
It was unbelievably distracting.
But he's a program.
No, because here's where they could have done this differently.
He's a program.
If they had told me he was a program and only used him as a program, fine. When they put him in the real world with his real world son, Jar Jar Bridges and his real son side by side was... It threw me out of the moment completely. I could not believe it for a second. And then using that same CG as real Jeff Bridges in the grid when he was young, it was just bad. And then I figured it out. I think I know why it has to be that bad.
Misa Abide?
Kinda.
What are you talking about? It's a movie.
Shut up, dude, Binks. They, okay, I was like, why can't the mouth in this look as good as Avatar? Because that technology exists. Then I realized...
Or like $6 billion.
Whatever. No, I think they could have done it. It's fucking Disney. I realized for Avatar, they had real-world mapping of the actual actors.
Right.
And you can't map old Jeff Bridges to be young Jeff Bridges because his face isn't the same shape.
So they're compensating for all that pot smoking over
the
years.
Yeah, and the cloud of smoke would also obscure their technology. And the beard also. You can't map a beard like that. And he would refuse to shave. He'd lose his power.
We don't have beard technology.
He shaved his head for Iron Man.
Yeah, I guess.
And that was a stretch. I think they had to pay him extra for that.
I imagine they also...
What, like three extra joints?
He was paid in weed. Hey, no, it's true. He was paid in weed, man.
There's a beverage here.
You're messing with my Zen, man.
I like how the day after he was the dude, he's been the dude in every movie since then.
I watched Saturday Night Live when he was on. And he was really bad.
He's that spacey.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
It was really awful.
Oh, it was pretty terrible. Yeah, it was one of their worst, absolutely.
But it was cool to see him talk about, like, everybody knows me as the dude, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Although.
But his Oscar acceptance speech was the same. It was like the dude won an Oscar.
I think he was as flabbergasted as all get out. And high.
Friedbergasted, maybe. Man, Oscars are crazy, man. Thanks, man.
Can't believe I got in
bro.
Here.
Bro. Bro, dude. He, but okay, so there's that. The CG Jeff Bridges mouth thing was just unbelievably confusing and distracting. And other than that, oh, and the 3D, we saw it in 3D, and I didn't notice it.
Yeah, didn't. You totally could have watched it outside of 3D.
Yeah, it was the most unnecessary 3D. Very pretty. The whole movie was pretty, and I never noticed the 3D. And there was even a warning before it that was like, half this movie is not 3D. Don't take your glasses off.
Yeah, no. I watched a lot of it without my glasses on.
I would put them on when Olivia Wilde can't come on the screen.
3D yeah. Boobs. She's been naked in a film several times. I'd throw that out there. Yeah. And if you want to, pause the podcast. Go Google that. Come back when you're done. I'll give you 6 minutes or so.
One.
We're going to count. Do you guys want to take a break and eat some pizza?
We can just keep going. I'm not that hungry.
Let's take a break anyway. We'll be right back.
Dynamite. Dynamite. Dynamite.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 75. I don't remember where we were because we just took like an hour-long break to eat
Blacktron.
Pizza.
Blacktron.
Blacktron Swinomite.
Best movie of 2010.
Blacktronomite. Dolomite. Are we talking about Dolomite? Okay, we did not get to Black Swan. I've not seen that.
I haven't seen it either.
But what bothers me is that Josh has, and the whole goddamn thing's wasted on him.
Not the whole thing, just a few minutes.
That's all that matters about that movie. Two of the hottest
moments.
Actresses are having all the sex, and there's Josh watching it.
It's actually overrated.
Not getting a boner.
I thought they just make out.
No, they have all the sex.
Oh, really?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, that's Hi. Denise. You may remember Denise from somewhere in the 30s of episodes. This just in.
Here's Denise.
Rogue Filipino found in the podcast.
Hi.
Never mind. We also have somebody on the floor. Roger, would you like to say hi?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
God damn it. Roger's on the field mic because it's quieter. You have to really kind of almost put that right on your face.
Right up in here, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Put it in your ear.
Maybe give you some extra juice. Let's see. A little bit extra juice there.
Juice.
Roger, can I say your last name? Or do not want people to
it's
know.
It's not hard to pronounce. What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying. Well.
You can go ahead and say
it
my
is
last
Chinese.
Name. Sure.
Roger Court, you make the video games too, right?
I have on occasion made a video game.
Okay. I don't care about any of that. No. You used to work with Eli at the place where Eli used to work that Josh still works, right?
No, that's not actually
Oh, your
true
wife enough. Did?
Yeah.
Okay, I always assumed you worked there, but you did not.
Nope.
But your wife
One
doesn't work
few.
There anymore either, right?
Nope.
Do you want to say where you work?
Sure, why not?
Okay, where do you make video games?
I make video games for Nerve Software.
Nerve. What do you make?
Nemo?
I'm not interested anymore. Yeah, okay, let's move on.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Oh, that sounds like a thing that's probably pretty popular.
It's all right.
With the kids.
I saw someone playing it once.
I like the board game version.
Me and,
The book was better.
Me and Josh were with my friend Daniel... Early, long time ago, when Daniel admitted to, he was like, "Oh, I just downloaded a copy of this game, Brothers in Arms. It's okay." And he was like admitting to pirating it right in front of Josh. And I'm like, "That never happened. You don't normally get to admit to pirating something right in front of the guy that made it accidentally."
Bizarre world. Because yeah. Josh is like going up to Christopher Nolan. Your movie was good, but the rip I got was really
not shitty.
Can you fix that, please?
This guy stands up halfway through and. We had
speaking of 3D movies.
Oh, we were.
I read a thing on NPR. I read a thing on NPR that I was listening to.
Uh huh. I listened on to a thing.
Right.
I was reading NPR.
How in 2002 when they said, "Hey, check out this new thing we got. It's 3D technology," and they made everybody wear.
You
3D.
Listen to it with your eyes,
wait, right? Wait. And
you
then
read
and
it.
Then and then everybody's watching it, and then they're like, "Okay, take off your glasses," and then they're like, "See how the screen's fuzzy." That's how we're going to stop piracy. And that's how 3D got rolling, and that's why we have so much 3D.
So NPR's in 3D?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it's binaural audio.
It was
amazing.
What's that guy's name? Katzenberg? Or the one guy at DreamWorks?
Jeffrey Katzenberg?
Yeah. He's the one who was like, "We got to do this."
Guess what? It's not going to work.
I know. And I was telling Josh.
Because included in.
It's not that hard. Well, to not break only that, the code.
But yeah, included in a 3D rip, every other line is so to speak, mono. I mean, I'm sure there's a program that'll just rip out that
track. But they immediately eliminated the New York. Hey, I'm just going to walk in with a camcorder and just hold this fucker up in the back.
Oh, for 3D movies, sure. But they've also never had a 3D movie that was only in 3D. Exactly, so, yeah.
Well, Tron was. Or not one, but it was It was harder to find Tron in non-3D than...
Tron was barely 3D to begin with.
I know, but the point is...
Tron was in UV, actually.
Ultraviolet. Yeah, you had to wear a whole headset. And you had to be an animal.
Yeah.
Cats could see it.
It was really hard to eat popcorn.
Yeah.
Cats didn't like it.
Cats hate Tron. That's a known fact. What are you talking about?
How's that?
I will say this though. I don't think 3D with glasses will ever really make a strong foothold in the home. It's just too much bullshit, but I tried it for the first time on one of those Panasonic Vieiras watching Avatar. That shit was amazing. It was as good as the theater, but smaller because it was on a TV, not a theater. They had a display set up at the mall. And they're like, do you want to come in and try our Panasonic Vieira 3D, blah, 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 way to the future. And I'm like, this is horse shit. Yeah, no, give me your book. What?
I'll admit, it's actually better at home.
It was because it wasn't, oddly enough, it's less fuzzy because it's smaller, you know, so it's a little bit easier to focus on something. And it had that depth, that Avatar depth. Nothing.
It's like I can touch you.
Yeah, nothing was flying out at your face, like balls or anything. It was,
I'm just plus, in the background, you didn't hear like,
Yeah.
You tell her.
No, tell her to pick me up after the Avatar.
Put her on the phone.
Don't you go into that tree.
No. Oh, look what happened to Avatar. Avatar, get out of that tree. Avatar, you get down. He's got a guy.
This is some kung fu treachery right here.
Avatar's only got arrows. He's got a gun.
They look like cats.
Which one of them cats is Avatar?
Oh, Avatar trying to eat all the lasagna.
Avatar hates Mondays.
That's the name of the show.
Avatar hates Mondays. Okay,
so, what are we doing?
Hates.
You want to go through movies real quick?
Not
movies
really. Real
quick. Movies we did not
Eli
see.
Movies we did not see.
Talk about all the movies, because this is your theory.
Boom, let's go.
Shut the fuck up.
First one.
Let me tell people what they don't know, because you said it off of the podcast. You are under the impression that 100,000 movies came out in this year of our Lord, 2010, and that no one saw any of them.
None of the three of us.
Okay. Now, to be fair.
Now that we have two more.
I have to recuse myself because I have a child.
Doesn't matter.
Last night I watched Children of Men. That's how current I am.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
Seriously.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And even I saw that a year late. That's like 3 years late. Jesus.
All right, let's go. Boom.
I want to talk about
Are
it,
you
too.
Going like 4 years ago. It was a good movie. Hang on.
It was great.
Why wasn't it in 3D? Oh, it predates the technology.
I remember we were trying to take a break from work. We're like, you know, it's been really tense at work. We're really stressed out. Why don't we go watch a movie? We went to watch that, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm actually more stressed out after watching this.
I watched The Road, a few nights ago.
I read the book.
Okay, book's better.
See it before you have kids, because it's fucking heartbreaking. And don't see it at all, because it will make you sad.
Yeah, I kind of figured. It's been on the movie channel.
I couldn't sleep one night. We had it on the DVR for months. I finally watched it at like 3 in the morning.
Good time to watch that, too.
It's a really good time. It was it was a sort of a jaunty summer romp. Kind of a Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck-y kind of...
J-Lo-y.
Kind of Jell-O-y, J-Lo-y. Who's the guy with the nose? That guy, the Wilson. Yeah. There's Avatar, you know.
Avatar, that cat. All right, let's go. Boom.
Avatar, they're going to get you, buddy.
Did anybody see Youth and Revolt with Michael Cera?
I don't know what that is.
He's like two versions of Michael Cera.
No, but I don't like his movies because he's George Michael in all of them.
Right, but and not this one. He's George Michael.
So he's in a bathroom soliciting Josh?
You're thinking of George Michael the pop star.
George Michael.
Okay.
So
nobody saw that.
Okay.
Nope.
Bitch Slap actually came out at the beginning of this year.
I've heard that word before.
Did you know? Were you not there?
No.
He was not there.
Oh,
I was there.
You were there. That was a shitty
playing
movie.
Playing the part of Joel.
They made a wide release movie called Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap. It was bad. It was not good.
That's really one step removed from Ass, from Idiocracy.
Yeah,
really
Ass the movie.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Ass. It's just a giant ass, and it won Best Picture of the Year.
Yeah. No, it was Best Screenplay.
Yeah, that's right. Daybreakers.
That was awesome.
Ethan Hawke.
It was
did
not,
you see it?
Yeah, it wasn't very smart, but it
really?
Was fun.
Hudson Hawke? What?
Hudson
yeah,
Hawk.
Hudson Hawke was in it.
Hudson Hawke as, in a twist cameo as Ethan Hawke.
Oh.
As Deacon Frost in reverse, because he was a vampire and he becomes a human.
Oh. I did not see it. Sam Neill's in
what
it.
What a twist. What a twist. It was good. I give it a recommendation. It's fairly straightforward. It's not very smart. If you like vampires, and it was good. That's the one where everyone in the world becomes a vampire and the humans are hunted.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And they have like a vampire economy based on
here's
blood.
Another one. Book of Eli.
No, I heard that was stupid.
Hold on. I just saw that on HBO last week.
How am I?
You know,
do I come
you're
off good
a pretty
as a book?
Damn good writer, I gotta say. Even without the pictures.
Book of Elivorio?
It's a good twist.
There is a good... You saw it?
I saw like the end.
There is a good... It's got a really good twist.
Those are the kinds of movies where I look them up on Wikipedia just to see what the twist is, because I know I'm never going to watch it.
Don't ruin it.
Jackass.
Don't ruin it. If really,
I haven't seen it.
That's really only the saving grace of the movie. I mean,
wait, Gary Oldman isn't like super awesome in it as usual?
He's phoning it.
Oh, does he play Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah.
Is he?
Evil
commissioner. He's a bad commissioner.
The comptroller Gordon.
All right. Here's Gordon. The comptroller.
Town selectman Gordon.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one.
Wasn't Bad Commissioner? Wasn't that a movie?
Bad Commish.
There were a lot of movies this year.
Bad Commissioner, Port of Call, New Orleans, right? Well, that's a movie.
He was the Port Authority.
Port Authority Commissioner. Port Authority Gordon, yeah.
All right,
Postmaster General Gordon.
Next one was Legion.
That was bad.
Hang on.
Ooh. Oh,
so bad. Wait, Postmaster Dennis General Quaid. Gordon's at his desk. Bruce Wayne comes in the back window. And he's like, these priority mail rates are going to be going up January 1st. What are we going to do to prepare? You're the only good postmaster left. I'm just one man. Now we're two. Wait, what?
Hey, you want to grab some lunch?
Yeah, I've got
hear me.
What do you want for lunch?
I'm on a break. I got my 30 coming up.
Justice.
We gotta find a route. We gotta find a mail carrier. We gotta find a mail carrier that can join us. Who's got the guts to deliver the mail? I don't know. At these higher rates,
Legion. Was the next one with Dennis Quaid.
I heard that was horrible.
Thumbs down.
I saw like 2 minutes of it. I was like, I'm out. Click.
I didn't even know there was a Quaid in that. I don't know how I could have missed
Which
that.
Quaid? Was it Randy?
I wish.
Mel Gibson's
Which
last...
Quaid is in it?
Dennis. Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, they said that.
Dennis Quaid.
I know that that Angel was in it. The guy that always plays an angel. The blonde dude. Angel McGee?
Paul Bettany?
Paul Verhoeven. Yeah, that guy.
Mel Gibson's last movie, I think, before the whole catastrophe.
The Angry Beavers?
The Beaver Eater?
Edge of Darkness.
Beaver Eater?
That's after. He directed that one.
Passion of the Beaver?
So wait, is the Edge of Darkness just a string together of his voicemails with like some animation?
You're so... Why don't you just blow me?
Why are you such a cunt? Fucking bitch, fucking whore! You're like a painted up whore! You're a fucking cunt!
The Beaver.
Yeah.
Directed by Jodie Foster.
Sorry, Mel Gibson.
Edge of Darkness.
Believe me, the fact that it's directed by Jodie Foster and it's called The Beaver, the irony is not lost on us.
Edge of Darkness was the one that he
never heard of that.
Move on.
Universal Soldier 3?
What?
That's direct to DVD. You're doing something wrong.
I don't know.
Can we watch that?
No.
Let's see. What else was
that? Oh, that was the one where they both return. Lundgren and Van Damme are in that.
Yeah. That's what it's
to make more money.
No, did not watch that. Shitty movie.
Clearly, it did well.
Next.
Wolfman.
No.
Oh, with what's his face?
Del Toro.
Benicio.
It wasn't awful.
That's the third installment to the Che series, right? It's Che 1, Che 2, and then Wolfman.
And then Wolfman.
It's his later years.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that about you.
Yeah, he came back to life.
I only hated this movie because...
Viva le Lupe, la Revolucion.
I hated this movie because the title was so long, but it was Peter
Wolfman
Jackson.
Really? Wolfman's that not long of a title for you?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians as the lightning thief of the time continuum something.
Return of the King, absolutely. Yeah.
In 3D.
That movie features the second five endings of Return of the King.
Right.
Yeah.
As the DVD extras.
That's what we were talking about
Kevin
before.
Smith did Cop Out this year.
I heard that was so bad that it was unbelievably bad. And the Kevin Pollak is in it, and he was talking about it. And he was like, oh, it's going to be the best movie. It's so great. We worked so hard before it came out, and then after it came out, he never mentioned it again on his podcast. And what I heard is that they had a decent script. It was a pretty good script. They had Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan, good recipe there, possibly, and that Kevin Smith is just too green a director. He only knows how to make Kevin Smith movies, and that he had absolutely no business making
them. I think he needs to just give up on Miramax or whatever the hell company
relationship he has.
He just needs to go back to making movies out of his own pocket.
I went and saw Kevin Smith talk live last year when he was directing this. And he was saying that he basically couldn't direct Bruce Willis. Because he's like, Bruce Willis is Bruce Willis. And if he's not doing Die Hard, I can't do anything with him. Which, to his credit, is actually true.
Yeah, because you directed Bruce Willis in your unreleased...
Yeah.
I had a really hard time with that guy.
He's still looking for distribution, but yeah.
Attitude got in the way.
Cheech and Chang.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Five. Sleep Hard.
All right, here's another one. The Crazies came out this year.
That keeps coming on TV. I haven't
watched it. It's good. It has two of the best.
It's a non-zombie movie, right? They're not really zombies, but it's basically zombies.
It has
Pontypool or something.
Two really good death kills.
Hey, how far are we into this list? Because we had a few more things to cover. You like 70 left?
I'll go over the big one.
Yeah,
I don't know,
skip the ones that we don't know about.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. That was balls.
I didn't see it.
That was...
I watched about 20 minutes of that on TV, and it was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
You need to drop acid for that one, really.
And then go do something else besides that stupid-ass movie.
Did anybody watch The Hot Tub Time Machine?
It was not good enough.
That movie was
for the title
to be what it was.
I haven't seen
that movie was bizarre.
To have the
but
right...
I like that black guy. He's hilarious.
You like Daryl? His name's Daryl.
I like that movie. I like that black guy.
Craig Robinson has...
on ABC.
Maybe three funny lines in that movie, and there are probably four funny lines in that movie. The problem is it has an amazing cast, and the premise is halfway solid for that kind of stupid movie, but the execution was just bland. It was
John
not
Cusack's in it?
Yeah. It wasn't offensive. It wasn't so bad I can't watch it. It makes you laugh like four times, and for an hour and a half, that's not great, but it's not terrible.
And what was Chevy Chase doing?
That was so bizarre.
Paying bills?
So bizarre that he was in that, and his whole part in that movie was fucking bizarre.
Back taxes.
Keep going.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Awesome.
Oh, so dude, good. That movie is so badass.
The first DreamWorks movie I've liked, I think. The
They're
first
like
DreamWorks
kitties.
Animation.
They're so cute.
That was Eli that said that. I just want to point that out.
Kick-Ass came out this year.
I was on the fence on that one. I wanted to like it a lot more than I did, but I did enjoy it.
I am on the fence on that one as well.
It's good.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake.
Missed that one.
Never saw it.
Some sort of unnecessary.
Totally flew under the radar.
No, nobody here saw it. No. Iron Man 2.
What?
Oh, I did.
If number one was a 10, it was a solid 6
and
a half,
7. I don't
see
many movies. I feel like I wasted my one. It's like you get one phone call and I...
It was Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right, drunkie, you're going to sleep it off. Wait, I need to see my one movie.
Iron Man 2.
Fuck, shit. What's on your list?
Robin Hood, and I didn't see it.
No.
Oh, right.
I don't think anybody
saw
it. It was like so
hyped. There's nothing you could do to make me want to see that.
I don't think Russell Crowe saw it.
I was in Robin Hood.
When he was sober enough.
Prince of
Persia.
No,
they didn't get him sober. They just got him drunk and let him shoot arrows at people.
Oh, here are the summer.
I would have seen that.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia.
No.
Nobody saw it.
No, I just made fun of it.
Second City 2.
Absolutely. I love it.
Get
that
him
movie.
To the Greek.
I saw that last week.
It's good.
Good enough.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere in the same league as Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but it's also not the same kind of movie.
Splice.
Oh, my God.
No.
I don't want to talk about that.
I kind of do want to see that, but maybe only on TV.
I think you should see it.
It's terrible.
And it's it's hilarious. A-Team.
No.
I want to see it.
I do want to see it.
I really, really want to see it. Jonah Hex.
I heard that was terrible.
Yeah.
the picture, the movie of the year.
I do need to couch these comments by saying, though, because we have a kid, we only get to go to a movie like every other month. And so if I hear it's really, really, really bad from people or sources I trust, I just don't waste my time.
I do that, and I don't have kids. Shit.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people, like Josh, for instance, goes to every movie, period, because he can. And so I can't say for sure things are bad. I'm just spreading rumors, but at the same time, I have to be very choosy.
Toy Story 3.
Best movie of 2010.
Sob Fest.
So everybody really liked
so
it.
So hard.
Yeah.
Grown Ups.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Let me starring Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Kevin James, David Spade, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, that movie is Salma remember Hayek. How great Saturday Night Live was in the 90s? Yeah.
Every single one of them a rising star.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah. Twilight 3.
No, come on. Skip the unimportant ones.
Avatar.
What's that?
Or Airbender, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh. I've seen that one.
Nope. Wait, did you? It's like, I want to see that riff tracks. Predator.
Avatar! He about to bend some air! You better get down! Get down, Avatar! Where them cats at? I don't see how this is even a sequel to that last movie.
He's so bald.
That ain't even the same cat man.
I like that bald head.
And this planet's not blue.
Predators.
What the shit, Avatar? Predators, yeah, we saw that together.
Predators is awesome. Did you
good
see
good enough?
I actually saw that.
You saw
it
Predators.
Good. I saw
so
Predators.
Again, you get your one phone call.
Yeah, look at my track record.
Let's get this field report.
Hang on.
Worst field report.
Breaking news.
We're going to go to our man in the field, Roger Court. Roger, which movie did you see in 2010?
I used my one movie on Predators.
All things considered, Roger, that was probably a mistake. Predators was good enough.
It was fun.
It was again very straightforward. Just some killing, some jumping, some running. Andrea Brody.
Oh yeah, it was good.
Fat Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah.
And Morpheus.
Fat Morpheus.
Same person.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's fat with a PH.
I hate the Predator.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Nope, he was not in that.
No, different one.
He would have had that line, but he was not in that.
Despicable Me. I didn't see that.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah.
I heard it was good. It didn't appeal to me. Here's why. We only go see kids' movies when they're not an hour and a half of fart jokes so we can take the kid. And all of the previews for that were like the hour and a half of fart jokes. I don't know.
Like Walking Talking Twinkies.
Yeah, Walking Talking Twinkies. Sure. Sure.
Alternate title.
That's a thing. Right. I believe that was the Italian release.
In 3D.
2010 movie of the year, Inception.
Hell yes. Yeah.
That came out.
Yeah,
did I mention I saw Predators?
You didn't see Inception. All the fucking goddamn things to
Jesus.
Not see.
Seriously.
It's okay. He'll wake up
This
soon.
Is why he's got the quiet mic.
Yeah.
He needs the kick. Kick him right in the face.
So I only bring up this one because we saw it last night, but Salt.
How was it?
It's
so
awful.
Bad.
Really?
It's so bad.
Bad enough that it's not Denise like, tweeted about
it's
it.
It's not female born ultimatum or anything?
Not even close.
It wants to be, but it's so not.
It's funny because it's one of those movies where like from the start, you're like, there will be a sequel. And that's all this movie is to, hey, we're about to start a franchise. And
which is what the Bournes were. So.
Right, but at least it was done better.
That was a book trilogy.
It's a sex... Telegy, I think. There's like two more they haven't made.
Yeah.
So what's the sequel going to be?
Saltier.
The Saltimatum.
Yeah.
No. Salt on my biscuits.
Josh is in here, but Step Up 3D.
I wish he was, because then he could comment on... Oh, I assume! I assume! Our man in the field, Roger Court, I assume, giving your options, you would have seen the Step Up 3D.
Basically what you're telling me is I should bump up Inception... on my Netflix list in front of Step Up 3D? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what we're saying.
All right.
Yeah, Inception, let's give that a half point more than Step Up 3D.
Okay. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Let's not talk about that.
It's good.
I know you like it.
You are still wrong.
I did not.
Really?
This was already discussed.
I was incredibly bored by that movie.
maybe runner-up to movie of the year, The Expendables. We saw the drive-in. It was kick-ass.
I don't know. It was kick-ass being at the drive-in. Mm. That movie had nothing to do with what was kick-ass about anything. Also, considering... is someone being murdered in my hall out there?
I think so.
Considering I don't remember any of it, and the fact that we could not hear any of the dialogue made no difference in the movie.
There was dialogue?
There wasn't enough Jet Li kicking.
The explosions had dialogue.
He shot
people. Machete came out this
Machete.
Year.
Machete.
God damn it, I haven't seen that yet.
It's coming out.
What the fuck?
Officially no.
I'm going to have my heritage revoked.
Give me your Mexican card
soon.
Right now. I'm cutting it in half right in front of you.
What is green card?
Yes. No, I said it's Mexican card. They don't have green cards.
Resident Evil 4 came out this year.
Alex is here illegal. We should talk more about Machete. Jesus Christ, that was a good movie.
I know it was. It comes out next Tuesday.
Every fucking moment of that movie was amazing.
It's kind of weird that it's taking this long to come out.
I cannot wait to see that again.
Maybe third runner-up to movie of the year this year, Devil.
No. Of course, no one
saw
that.
I think nobody saw that.
No one gave a fuck about that.
Devil Bader.
Easy A came out this year.
I heard really good things about it. I just don't want
to
see it.
It's very good.
It's so good.
Have you seen it?
No.
That's like a TBS Saturday afternoon.
Don't ask me about Devil.
Why are you asking, Roger?
I don't know. It is good. It's very...
kind of Mean Girls-y?
No. It's actually more...
John Hughes.
John Hughes movie.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really well done.
But he's dead.
Well...
How is he making movies?
There you go.
Because our technology allows it.
Zombie John Hughes has risen from the grave to make movies.
Is that it? There's so many of them.
Yeah. The Town... I heard it was pretty good.
I want to see that. I missed it in theaters, I think. I wanted to see it really bad.
What about the Owl movie, Legend of the Guardians?
Gahool!
Or, all right.
You just wanted to say that.
Gahool!
Isn't that just Lord of the Rings with feathers?
It is. It's also really, really confusing as to why there would be owl knights in the real world.
They're like Australian, right?
Oh, they have that there.
Oh, right.
Okay. Social Network?
Yeah, it was good.
God, I
haven't seen it.
It was good, yeah.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's...
It's good enough. It's a fascinating story about a giant dick face.
Oh.
A bunch of giant dick faces, really. Like, he's not really the bad guy in that. He's just an asshole. All of the decisions he makes in that movie are not criminal. They are just that of a douchebag.
Just selfish.
Yeah, extremely selfish. He absolutely did not steal Facebook from these two douchebag brothers. He absolutely was a huge douchebag to them. And that's it. Like, they had nothing.
Yeah, I want to check it out.
Of course, that's also assuming that all of that was true, which I've heard it's not.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
The remake, Let Me In, was this year.
I heard there was no reason to see it if you liked and enjoyed the original, and I did. So why see the exact same movie?
One of the highest grossing movies of all time for the month of October, Jackass 3D.
Yeah. Hey, do you know that Johnny Knoxville pees into a bag? He got injured? Making Jackass 2, I think.
Forever.
Oh, like involuntarily?
Yeah. He has a...
No, like a catheter.
Catheter bag. Right. Like a pee colostomy, whatever it's called. I think it's actually called urostomy.
Really?
Yeah. He got injured and he pees into a bag.
Forever?
Basically, yeah.
Holy shit.
Skyline?
No.
I don't think any of his songs.
No, thank you. Josh saw it and told me plenty.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Amazing.
Yes.
The best one they've had done so far.
Totally. No, yes.
Yeah, it is. What was better? Which one was better? Phoenix?
Order of the Phoenix is pretty
good. I don't know.
That's a goddamn good movie.
I was going to say Phoenix would be my favorite.
Ooh.
Oh, you've seen that?
No, we haven't seen it.
Wait a second. This is breaking news.
You have no frame of reference.
Yeah, seriously.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Burlesque?
Oh, God. I have a recommendation. I do. Actually, that movie has created one thing that all of you should ingest and enjoy. Paul Scheer of Human Giant has a new podcast. It does not come on in any schedule, but only when it's called upon. It's called How Did This Get Made with Paul Scheer. And they basically all go see a movie that should not have been made and then talk about it for like an hour. And they did Burlesque. And based on their description of that movie, it's definitely a contender for a shitty movie night. But even without having seen it, you need to download and listen to that podcast because it is fucking hilarious. Apparently, first of all, I think we're all fairly familiar with what burlesque is supposed to be. But for some reason, in this movie, all of the burlesque is hip-hop dancing.
What?
That's how they originally intended it to be.
Well, sure, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of people don't know that.
Like in the book.
Book burlesque. The same guy that did Oil that they based There Will Be Blood on
right.
wrote burlesque.
Tangled.
There will be titties.
Did you not see Tangled? I heard it was really good.
It was amazing.
You did see it.
Joel awesome. Said it was the best.
I loved it. Best Disney since seen, like. Yeah. Maybe I love Little Mermaid more, but I know most people like maybe Beauty and the Beast more or something. Yeah. Yep. But it was as good as those.
Have you seen Princess and the Frog? Actually,
like did
that
not like
that.
It.
That, really?
I didn't like it. So we got good. It for the kiddo and showed Racist. It to her, and I did. I don't like. I will state that I don't like black people. So no, I
The giant alligator in it. That's
I do not like the characterization. Like I did not like the way they drew the frogs standing up. I found it.
They were funny.
Listen from the WB.
Yeah. It was not racist enough.
There is a preconception for singing dancing frogs. That's true.
I'll tell you what, that's what I didn't like. First of all, when people showed up, they didn't just shut down and keep quiet and like stop singing. That's what I expect from a dancing frog. As soon as they look away, they start singing and dancing with the top hat again. No. None of that.
Man.
None of that.
Wow, that is racist. Okay, the last couple is just Black Swan.
At least he didn't sing Mammy.
The Fighter. The Haven't Tourist. Seen,
wait, are you just going through all of them now? This I heard little, The Fighter is, was great.
I heard it is good. No. This is the last little bit.
I will see any movie where Christian Bale loses 70 pounds. Yeah.
Tron. Yogi Bear, which still the posters were very disturbing.
Yeah. Bears you, come inside me.
Bears,
is that it?
This year, bears come inside me or yeah, some yeah. shit.
But have you seen the
alternate ending?
The alternate ending.
Yeah, I have.
That
actually
was really
seen
good.
That.
The Jesse James ending. I loved that.
Gulliver Travels.
No, absolutely not.
Little Flockers.
Nah, no, could not oh, drag flockers. Me there. Yeah. I assume Roger will see that, right. given his choices.
Got my tickets
in 5 years.
True Grit. And we saw True Grit.
Want to see that?
So it's it is
That's
good.
What I hear.
I bet you.
It's like very good.
It sounds kind of like Jeff Bridges is doing, like, if the dude was doing Sling Blade in that. Like, I ain't to kill you.
I'm going to kill them mastators.
Yeah.
Like, with my gun.
Hey there, True Grit. What you intend to do? Because his name's True Grit in the movie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What you intend to do with that double barrel?
Reckon I'm going to shoot your head off with it. Reminds me of blood.
That's pretty much it. That pretty much wraps up the year.
Okay, good. Year's over. We will be right back after this. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast. This is still episode 75. Joel Watson from HiJinxandSue.com. Sitting in a semicircle around me, Eli Luna... His bride-to-be, Denise. Hang on. And one of these two. Alex Flores, and in the field, Roger Court.
How's everyone doing? It's windy
you know what
here.
You could do? You could do a Judge Reinhold-style judge show called Roger Court.
My name is... No, wait,
judge.
It doesn't work that way.
My name is... Judge. Roger Court. All rise for Roger Court.
The plaintiff is suing his neighbor for his toilet getting out of control.
What?
What do you call those things?
Toilets? I don't know.
No, the little...
Never mind.
Water shooter?
You just fucked Roger Court. You just lost. Roger, how do you
you were out of order.
How do you rule? Okay, good. Roger Court can be the name of our nerd judge show.
Wait, play it.
Oh, I don't have it queued up.
What? It's on there.
No, it's not anymore.
Oh.
As long as I get to be called the honorable something, I'll be happy.
All I've got is this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, it's New Year's.
Our nerd judge theme song is not queued up on the soundboard, sorry.
Nerd Judge.
Roger Court. That's funny. It's funny if you know him. If you don't, everyone else, it's probably not that funny.
Tune out.
Yeah, whatever.
Turn off. Wait, you're going to play the... There's a bunch of phone calls and shit.
Remind me of biscuits.
I'll tell you what we've got left, and you tell me where you want to go.
Or
we've
change,
got.
Give me voice modulation.
We have to do the phone calls because I asked people to send them, and so we have them. I have not screened them. That is typically a disaster.
What's the worst that can happen? Come on.
I
haven't done a lot of this podcast stuff, but come on. It's people are inherently good.
We've also... Which is why you make bad decisions on movies. You are naive. Roger Court finds you guilty of stupidity.
Out of order.
I do want to mention, as of today's comic, the announcement that I have started watching Doctor Who. I have been browbeaten. It's Doctor Whom, actually.
Who?
Whom. I've been browbeaten by the geeks of America and worldwide for not doing this. And so I've bowed to your wishes. I've seen about 6 episodes, and I've enjoyed it quite a bit. Nobody else in here watched that, too.
Is it British? British.
My God.
Wrong.
That...
Oh, Doctor Who!
Oh.
He talks like he's from London.
Oh, he does talk just like he's from London. He does. You know what's funny is he talks just like that, too, the whole thing. He's like, blimey! Seems like there's a time mystery to be solved here, Governor!
Wait, so it is about time travel?
In sure, whatever!
In a phone booth or something, right?
So hard not to go Australian.
That's all I know.
It is Australian. It's actually Australian.
Good day, Governor!
Crikey!
What the gecko is, right?
He's from New Zealand. He's a Kiwi. No, he's from New Zealand.
Show about the gecko.
Is he going to be the next doctor?
He is. He's actually the 12th doctor. Is the gecko?
I'd watch the shit.
You've ever noticed how the gecko talks more and more like Michael Caine every commercial?
He's like, Academy Award winning actor Michael Caine.
Hello, Master Bruce. I've got your car insurance here, Master Bruce.
Well, it's for the wear, I suppose.
You know,
everything for the warehouse.
You know,
I suppose.
You know, Master Wayne, if you're going to be coming back here with all those cuts and bruises, you might want to get some better car insurance. You got that big Batmobile out there. I imagine Progressive won't give you a very good rate on that, Master Wayne.
Wake up and come back to reality.
No, that was horrible.
Oh,
who was
God.
That? Who was, that was from... That was fucking Demon Barbara Fleet Street type shit. That wasn't cocaine at all.
Justice. What's wrong with you, Alfred?
Coming for a shave.
So wait, this is Sweeney Todd as portrayed by the Dark Knight.
Oh my God. Meat pies.
What do you want the meat pies? What's that, Master Wayne? I so much want the meat pies. Sorry, didn't understand the question.
Oh, stupid.
He was in Jaws the Revenge, by the way.
He was the shark, that's right.
Academy Award winning actor Michael Caine was Sir the shark. Michael Caine was the shark.
Sir Ian McKellen, Michael Caine.
No, what?
Huh?
Let's get to the question.
I think I'm going
to
eat your boat now, Mr. Wayne.
The Caine Mutiny.
I'm going to come eat you. Ooh.
The Caine Mutiny? That's right.
Think that boat looks tasty over there, Master Wayne.
The most well-mannered
shark. He really is. He's really cool. He's very demure. He's quiet.
He has like a little bowler hat.
Yeah. He's a gentleman. He's a, you know, you can tell he came up rough, but he came into his own eventually. He wasn't raised rich. What are we doing? And we've also got the twit sack. Let's do that first.
Do all of it.
Let's do the twit sack, and then we'll do the...
do all of it.
Do we have our twit sack theme on here?
I
know we've... Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. I actually need to pull up the twit sack, though, so talk in Michael Caine voices amongst yourself.
No.
Your father would have liked to eat this boat, Master Wayne. He was a shark just like you. My name is H.W. Jones.
I can't do
I'm it. A shark man.
I'm too out of practice with your voices.
Listen, I want to do a new podcast. I do is Michael Caine, H.W. Plainview. That might be enough for me. That might get me through it. The day is just doing a
little sling blade there.
Little sling blade now and then. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't forget.
I can only do Blubberella with the voice modulator.
I like the way you talk, Jaws.
I like the way you talk, too. Reckon I'm going to eat your hand now.
He calls my. Well, better call 911 then.
Which buttons do you press?
Well, 9. one, then another one.
Okay.
He calls him. He's like, yep, you need to come on down to the whatever the house was.
Shark Shack.
The Shark Shack. Reckon I just bit that dog Hargrave in half.
I'm pretty sure of it. I gave him one good chomp, and the second good chomp damn near cut his head off. Might want to bring me some of them biscuits and mustard.
Biscuits and mustard. Biscuits. I don't know.
Don't like ketchup. Remind me of blood.
Being a shark, I don't see how that's a problem for him. Twitsack. This is from K-Cinder at K-Cinder on Twitter. Oh, shit! Sorry! K-Cinder on Twitter says, what do you consider the best TV series of 2010? I'm going to say this doesn't have to be a new series. Just who do you think had the best...
Shark Fest.
Shark Week.
Shark Week? Note it.
Do you know what kills
Market
me?
Market Zero, dude.
Slingshot.
You know what kills me? My favorite show that I wasn't watching in 2009 that I've been watching a lot this year is fucking Pawn Stars. I hate how much I like that show.
I hate how much I love it.
It's so good.
It's just a great show.
I like American Pickers better.
I love American Pickers too. American Pickers is the exact same show as Hoarders, but with a brighter attitude.
With profit.
A sunnier outlook. Yeah.
I'm actually going to say Conan O'Brien because of the hoarder actor that they have.
Oh, Conan O'Brien was a new show this year. That's true.
Yeah. And they had the hoarder, the lady that came out, because he was like all the half-assed stars of cable television, and it was like... So-and-so, and a lady from Hoarders. And she's just, like, covering all her shit, like, looking around, trying to, like...
All shifty-eyed.
The only difference in American Pickers and Hoarders is that the American Pickers people have some good stuff. But, like, if they go to the Hoarders people's houses, they'd be like, so, I'm trying to make a deal with you here. How much do you want for this... A bunch of used diapers.
We got to break the ice on this one.
We got to break the ice on this deal. We got to get a moving. We got to exchange some cash here. Come on, we need a handshake. I could let him go for less than $100.
I haven't seen any of that show.
American Pickers is good.
Is that on History Network?
Yes. It's on what used to be. It's on the remains of the History Channel.
It's on totally before Pawn Stars.
They're very similar shows.
So,
yeah. Here's what I love about Pawn Stars. There are two pawn shop shows. One of them is called Pawn Stars, and in which they have a family-run pawn shop that, while they deal in stolen DVD players and whatnot, they focus the show on the historical artifacts. Apparently, this pawn shop is so well-known that people actually travel there to bring them, like, Civil War cannons and shit.
No, it's because it's in Vegas, and people need some cash money to go play.
Right, but the things they bring them, I would not expect anyone to ever bring... You know,
half of it's horse shit, though.
Well, like a guy brings him like some Picassos he found, and they buy them. I've seen him drop $20,000-$30,000 on stuff if it's the right thing, you know. But it's actually interesting, which sucks because I hate it when reality shows win, but that show wins. It's really good.
My brother went to that pawn shop. He just told me it was like all that shit's still there, like. Everything you've seen on that episode is still there.
Yeah, because they're not paying for it. A&E is.
Well, see, you never know. You never know where they draw that line of, like, is A&E fly, or it's History or whoever, are they flying people out with this stuff? Do they have a team of people searching the internet for interesting stuff to have people bring in, you know? But there's another show on a different channel, can't remember which channel, called Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah.
As in hardcore porn?
Oh, yeah. That's the newer one, right?
Hardcore porn.
And it's only about a regular pawn shop where, like, crackheads come in, try and sell stolen stereos, and then get thrown out on their ass. I watched, like, two episodes.
That's more up my alley, yeah.
That was the whole thing.
My J growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. I do not recommend that one. American Pickers is great. It's these two guys that are not gay but should be. Traveling the countryside... You think they are?
I think Mike is gay. I don't think Frank is.
Oh, no, I mean, not together. I don't think they're a couple.
But they should be. Yeah,
yeah, right. Traveling the countryside, looking for hoarders, and then buying the if they have anything that's worth anything. And it's kind of interesting.
I liked Pumpkin Chunkin'.
But we talked about that.
You talked about that.
But I don't think that was a series.
Something you guys haven't spoken about is Boardwalk Empire, but I don't think anyone has HBO.
I don't have HBO.
Oh, we watched most of it.
Yeah.
Would you know how depressing it is that we said what's the best TV right now and we're all talking about reality shows?
Yeah. No, that is true.
I started watching Breaking Bad 2 nights ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And 2 episodes in. I mean, I started on season 2. I haven't seen season 1. But 2 episodes in, and I think it's fucking fantastic. It's just fucking heartbreaking.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, like I said, it's like I mean, not that family went fucking to shit, dark. Yeah, they just fell apart. He remarried.
Yeah,
got cancer.
That's sad.
Second episode, he tries to rape his wife. I'm like, oh god, this is fucking bleak.
Spoiler.
No, whatever.
Rape spoiler. What else we came up with here? Not much.
Last.
Yeah. Gets better.
I watched one episode. I watched one episode of Ordinary. No Ordinary Family. It was lame.
Yeah,
I would not advise it.
There was nothing on.
Let's move on.
Network that Shut I can fuck think up. Of.
Shut your ass.
There was a porn series. What? Busty Cops.
Oh my god! Speaking of Busty Cops, remember I told you we got that Cinemax preview.
You saw?
No, I saw no. Like Cleavage Busty Field? Cops 3 was on.
Did you Busty relive Cops some of your future. Youth and watch some old Emmanuel?
Lord of the Conquering?
No, God, if they were playing Emmanuel, Jesus, that would be great. The stuff they play now, it is the opposite of sex. It's impossible to get a boner. It's anti-boner. It's just
the Golden Girls?
It's disgusting. That'd be sexier.
Thank you for being
It's disgusting. But they had one on recently called Spider Babe. It follows the plot of Spider-Man, loosely. But instead of becoming Spider-Man, obviously it's a lady that becomes Spider-Babe. But if you look in the preview, the info button on your remote, it says, she gains the powers of a spider to stick to walls and shoot webs, but not out of her wrist.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She pulls her cooch out and shoots webs on people throughout the whole thing. It's pretty awesome.
It's a big cooch.
I mean, horrible.
To be fair, that's closer to an actual
it's
spider.
It's closer. It's more like a She-Lob situation. It's more accurate. I will give them that. This is from @Tothelion. Are you as pissed at Marvel as I am for their shenanigans in 2010? I think this is all of their sort of pulling back the reins financially and possibly ruining a lot of their franchises. Anyone have any strong opinions on that?
When you put it that way, yeah.
That sucks. That sounds like this sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has all happened before, and it'll happen again.
Oh, shut up. I think they forced Jon Favreau out. Knowing how much he loved that franchise, I don't think he would have left
that's
it.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, right? I don't think there's any way they would have left it unless they were doing what they've always been doing, which is like, let's reduce your budget a whole lot.
But wasn't it something we read that Robert Downey Jr. has like rights to approving
He gets
directors?
To approve the director, right? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So whoever
he has first
they
director
pay,
rights.
Yeah, he has to. He has
so he
to
can
be
just say no until they bring
him a director?
Yeah, basically. Yep.
Wow.
Boosh.
This is from @CPJ1. How long do you think the Sci-Fi channel, will remain, quote-unquote, science fiction, now that the hardcore shows are all canceled? I'd say you're done there. I mean,
that was the whole point.
Yeah, that was their move on purpose. Now, the weird thing is that they greenlit several sci-fi shows after they became Sci-Fi, but they canceled them all in one season. So, but they are doing this backdoor pilot for the new Battlestar prequel.
Right, Blood and Iron.
Or yeah, whatever.
Chrome and...
The band?
Young Husker Adama.
Iron and Wine?
Yeah.
Listening to lazy music.
It's a very mellow show.
Husker Du. Wait, what?
What?
I've got to go fight Silas.
All right, stop.
And then I got to go bang a lady with cancer.
We met that guy.
It was nice to meet you too.
Oh, or Alex.
Oh, sorry. we met that guy. No, actually, we met Alex. They do look a lot alike.
Lad, that's for that.
Really?
I gotta get through to these kids.
This comes from. I think that's it for the questions. Let's do our fucking phone calls. This is going to be a disaster. Let me pause to save. We'll be back right out of this.
Back on the WB!
Hi, Jinx and Zoo Podcast. You are listening to A Face for Radio by the band Spiraling off their EP Challenging Stage. As always, all of our title music and bumpers are provided by Spiraling. Check out spiraling.net. Buy all of their music, please. Also go to TomBrislin, BRISLIN.com for some more fun music by a friend of mine. And our bandwidth is provided by Infinistorm. Infinistorm.com/hijinx if you need VPS hosting, server solutions, .NET app development, and all that fancy jazz. We're going to play our calls. For some reason, I asked you people to call in 203-6-FANCY-B and leave us messages. What I asked for were your geek New Year's resolutions or your super geeky Christmas gifts. I don't know what we got because I didn't screen the calls.
It's going to be just like my days as a telemarketer.
What, a lot of fuck yous and hang-ups?
Pretty much.
Actually, you know what? I think I have one for you because I have heard this one. Let's see.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, so I think somebody was murdered.
Caller, are you still there? Are you on the line? You there, caller? All right, thanks for calling.
Not sure what happened there. You know, I want to do this again. This one was from Christmas Day. Let's see who this is.
Jesus.
Let's see. Santa brought me World of Warcraft Cataclysm. And he got me a Wii. And he got me a ton of games for the Wii.
A Wii?
Santa thinks I'm a real geek, which is a good thing. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
I don't know who that was. They didn't identify themselves.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Welcome to 2008.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Santa doesn't exist.
Roger.
Sorry.
Oh,
I don't have a Wii. Do you have a Wii?
Yeah, I actually do.
You are the lamest guy on this podcast so far. You don't see any of the good movies, and you play the shitty video games.
I didn't say I played it.
Oh, okay.
You're propping up a table saw with it. I was playing it right before
I was playing original Mario Party.
He puts it in his living room window. And people from across the street can watch the glow. It's a major award.
To be fair, I only play GameCube games on it.
It's a major award.
Eli, don't make fun of the people that call in. Be nice. I feel like someone's going to kill themselves.
But thanks for calling.
It's going to be your fault.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, this one's long. Guys, keep it under 30 seconds. Jesus Christ. Let's see how this goes.
Hey guys, it's Sean MC. I'm calling to tell you about some geeky Christmas gifts that I got. Two of them were from my mother, which I'm actually very proud of. One is a Brown Coats t-shirt, and the other was the Shepherd Book comic book.
That's a mother that knows her son.
Not so much because she knew to get them, because they were on my wish list, but I was proud of her because she actually knew to put those two gifts together.
Stupid mom. That kind of
That's a mom who knows how to use
also,
a computer.
Also, my wife gave me something that Eli actually might be interested in for his new, what seems to be a regular Booze of the Week segment. It's called Spike. They're little drink packets, like a High C or Crystal Light.
For spiking drinks?
A bottle of regular juice. So, yeah, there are these little packets of yeast that you drop in a 64-ounce bottle of Ocean Spray, and 48 hours later, you
have... Make prison wine!
Holy shit!
This is awesome!
Get riot juice! Hang on! Riot punch! In a Crystal Light packet!
Dude, I got the riot juice!
That's crazy!
Make sure you always filter that through a sock. You do not want to drink that straight up.
No, you don't want to drink it straight up, you'll die. Hang on. Let's hear the rest.
Tonight, while we watch The Room, and eager to see which one is going to damage our brains more. All right, see you guys on the interwebs. Bye.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Sean. I think that's information Eli needs for a future podcast.
Riot juice?
You need to make some riot punch. He said it takes 48 hours. So get some spike. Get some ocean spray. I'd say go with like a peach. Like a passion fruit. Peach
what
passion
are you,
fruit.
Gay?
Razzleberry?
Well, Josh is going to be here.
Well, okay, I can go with that.
Get a razzleberry. And make some prison moonshine.
Blueberries.
Let's
Boo Bears.
Oh, this one's from our longtime fancy bastard Johnny Ace. Let's see what he has to say. Oh, and he kept it so pithy. 39 seconds. I love it.
Hey, Joel, and whoever else is listening.
Shut up.
This is Johnny Ace.
You
asked us to call in about geeky holiday gifts, and Justine got me the she got me three of the Quantum Mechanics Little Ben Heroes. She got me Wash,
oh, those are cool.
River, and Map. So those are awesome. And, oh, yeah, and, of course, we also got the geekiest of all geek presents, tickets to Spider-Man the Musical, especially because it was the night that the guy fell. All right, I hope you guys have a happy new year and had a good Christmas.
Wait, so to be clear,
Johnny Ace and Just Christine saw it the night the guy fell. So we are going to give them a call maybe on the next episode.
Fuck yeah, get Donna to fly them down.
And get a report.
Like, that's awesome.
I thought that really wasn't narrowing it down, though.
There's at least three, but they were on the main one. They were the one where the first one, major injury. Actually, the lead actress just quit like 2 days ago, too. So if you want to see that, you should see it immediately.
It's on hiatus until February because I was totally going to go see that in January.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Again, with the best
were you
choices.
Already going to New York, or was this going to be a trip just
to see? It wasn't a trip for it, but I was going to make sure it wasn't to be missed.
Isn't it? Aren't tickets like $100 or something? That's a lot to be disappointed.
I get to see people fall.
That's true.
Again with the bad
it's
choices.
It's like NASCAR.
Roger.
It's like NASCAR.
Jesus.
Roger Court finds you guilty of bad choices.
It's like going to Cirque du Soleil but getting everything you want.
My name. Judge. My name is.
Judge, my name.
Judge, my name. Well, that's a silly name. What was, oh, because it was the guys, it was like Ed Court was the other guy.
No, it was,
Bud Court. Yeah, Judge Reinhold Bud Court, and there was somebody else, too. I don't remember. Let's listen. This is, see how long this is. This is close to a minute. I don't know if we're going to make it through the whole thing.
Hi, this is Scott or Tracker OC again. I called in a while ago and asked you guys about your experiences teaching people how to work, and Joel started on a great story about Russian mail order brides, which I think is fucking hilarious. I mean, that's why I listen to the podcast, because of all these random stories, but I actually don't really care if you answered my original question of, you know, what's it like to, you know, any funny stories about teaching people to use technology. Just, you know,
that was my answer.
Say something insane.
Russian brains.
I mean, because you mean I love it when you don't even explain why you jump from one topic to another, because it's just friggin' insane. And well, that's why we like the podcast. So here's more of, you know, fans loving Joel. So happy New Year.
I will say this:
he just wants a new bride for
2011. So when you're gonna order a bride?
Are there other countries you can order brides from?
You don't want the
Philippines,
Scandinavia.
Countries. Russians are really the.
Well, let me ask you, where did he get his?
Vodka.
Did you know vodka translates to water's little sister?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the band?
Yeah, it's like little water.
Yeah, which like in Russian, like colloquialism means like the little sister, the sibling of water.
Well, that's all they drink, right?
Yeah. Gotta stay warm.
Vodka. For real.
Vodka.
This one's from Just Christine.
Wait, one
what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Vodka.
Vodka. Captain.
Captain.
He failed the nuclear whistles. It's vodka.
What?
He was at a con I did in Austin, and I could not steal a picture of him because there was security everywhere.
What?
It was a wizard show. They do that because, like, if the
he's
only
he's been like in two movies.
No, they do it for all of the celebrities.
Oh.
They put security everywhere because if you can steal a photo, why would you pay for one? You know, whatever. He's been in more than two movies. He was in at least six Star Trek movies. Come on. Come on. I think he was in Generations, too.
Oh, you're talking about the real one. I thought you were talking about the new one.
No, not the little guy.
Oh, well, yeah. The old dude deserves some... You know,
the little guy's got a career now. I mean, come on.
He's so cute.
Did you know Chekhov's son committed suicide last year?
What?
Yeah.
That went dark.
Yeah,
keep going with the questions. Jesus,
down.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Andrew Koenig. He was a producer for a bunch of podcasts, and he... flew to Canada.
Okay, I don't hear
never came
it.
Back.
Yeah, he was missing for like a week. And then they realized. He
my resolution is to not do that.
Oh, okay.
Good choice.
To not be Chekhov's
that's
son.
A good choice.
Better choice.
All of the above.
Okay.
Maybe go see a good movie too.
court Spider-Man adjourned.
We'll see what happens.
Roger Court is adjourned. I've got to find that sound clip. This is from Christine.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, that's just what your voice sounds
in
like.
About my geeky Christmas gift.
Such a cock face.
This is just Christine, by the way. Johnny Ace and I got tickets to Spider-Man the Musical.
I don't think they realized the other one called.
From my parents, which they have since gotten their money back for.
Hang on. They got their money back because the guy fell and they had to cancel the show. That's awesome.
What?
We've got to get them on the show. I have to hear more about this.
And you guys need to really get it together. I mean, come on.
Yeah, playing your double calls. Come on, guys.
Jesus.
Considering that I'm both a musical theater geek and a regular run-of-the-mill geek, it's a double dose of geek. It's a double geek all the way across Christmas.
Double deuce.
I don't know what else to say. I would love to tell you more about
double
Spider-Man,
Christmas
though, since we
the
did, in fact, see the boy fall from the sky. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Man. I love that it's not only a terrible idea that it became an ultimate train wreck. Like, there wasn't anything about it that was good. There was no reason to do it. Then there was U2, which made it even worse. Then the costume pictures got leaked and it looked fucking insane. And then people are just falling from the heavens, breaking bones. It's like NASCAR for nerds.
I just hope it's around long enough for me to see it.
It absolutely won't be. There's no way.
Overruled.
Bailiff, take this man away. This is unable to transcribe. That's typically when someone's just screaming. So let's see what happens.
Provincial, we see you.
This is you.
No year. Thank you.
That's you, isn't it?
Wait, one more time. Was that Robo Geisha?
Provincial, we see you. Robo, New Year. Thank you.
Robo Geisha is Robo New Year.
Robo Geisha is very kind and gave us a thank you.
I believe this next one is also from Alex, since it says, "Hi, this is Alex." But let's just go ahead and see what the dumbass said before he got here.
Hi, this is Alex calling for Alex. Just wanted to ask myself, what cool things did you get this year for Christmas and all that? So, hope you guys are doing well, and thanks for listening.
You know, Josh wasn't here, so somebody had to be gay.
I am trying to fill those shoes.
What?
They're very
something
tight.
Else. Ooh, hey. Okay, so Alex, what did you get for Christmas? What did Santa Claus bring you?
One of my geeky gifts was really cool, and I think this will segue into something Eli wanted to talk about also.
Yeah. We're almost done, too. We've got 10, 12 minutes left, so hurry up.
It's a cool film camera that's a... It's called a Sprocket Rocket.
What is that?
And it's you can move a 35mm film back and forth so you can do overexposures.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
It's really cool.
But you can't buy 35mm film anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Not for too long. They stopped making Kodachrome again today.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So that's pretty fun. Back to you, Eli.
All right, thanks. We got a camera, a Polaroid.
So what was it, like your 40th one now?
No, we got...
You know you can buy film for those. You don't have to get a new one each time.
They're not disposable.
What? No, Denise won one.
Oh, yeah, I won one. Online.
It's the internet.
It's a Japanese Fuji one. Wide angle.
It's
Polaroid.
The long one.
We're going to use it at the wedding.
Cool. That's like a Polaroid.
I believe it's Pololoid.
Sorry.
Polaroid.
Only on the WB.
Hello.
Robo Geisha.
Here is Polaroid.
Is Polaroid.
Your Polaroid has a Y.
Robo Geisha. What about you, Bad Decisions McGee? What'd you get?
Are you ready for this?
I got a Blu-ray of Geely and...
Got a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I've been there, man. I've been there.
I did.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about. I hear you.
That's pretty dope.
Me and Roger share
you're
a domestic.
No, that's okay.
Me and Roger share a domestic
super excited.
Bond.
I
Was it a Dyson?
It was totally, yeah.
Sweet. We got, that is sweet, actually.
Those are really nice.
You got a Dyson.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Damn.
We got one. Back when we had money. You get one as soon as you can afford it, then you never have to get a new one.
What happened? You sold it?
No, we still have it.
Oh, I see.
We'll have it forever.
Prostituted.
We're broke now. I mean, what? Let's just keep it forever.
Robo Dyson is rock and roll.
Wait, is rock and roll?
Is lock and lord.
Oh, is lack and
what?
Lord.
Listen.
No, what?
Is liquor, licorice lore.
I only see Roger like 3 times a year, and every time we bond over domestic husbandry. Like the tales typically turn
that doesn't
to
sound like what you mean to say.
The stories typically turn to tales of wet saws and caulking compounds and
yeah, wet cocks,
cocks, big black cock, caulk.
Oh yeah, I got one of those too.
What else? Big black cock. What else? Okay, so we've already established you had an awesome vacuum cleaner.
Seriously,
what else?
That was one of the coolest things. Okay. I got a ceramic knife.
Ooh,
which I don't know if you can see. Well, you can't see because people are just listening to us. But I've already had to super glue my fingernail back together.
Don't do that.
Because
don't cut yourself with it. Don't nick it either.
Oh, too late.
Oh. Robogation.
Well, not the knife. Maybe.
Ceramic knife.
Ceramic finger.
Ceramic.
Cut off finger. I gave him 2 good whacks in the finger with that ceramic knife. Second one damn near took his cuticle off.
That is going to be the event of 2011 is when we watch Robo Geisha.
Why have we not seen that yet?
Because we can't seem to get everybody organized to do it.
Oh, they were airing that at the Austin Comic Con, but I couldn't see it because I was working.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Robo Geisha, very elusive.
Blu-ray.
What else did you get? So you got a ceramic knife, you chopped off your finger.
Yep.
You get like any insoles for your shoes or anything?
I am now gelling.
Super domestic times.
No, it's.
I know you recently put a new floor in your upstairs.
Yeah,
that's,
I did do
super
that.
Domestic.
Those were all pre-Christmas gifts to myself.
Oh,
you
okay,
know.
Good.
Air
good.
Compressor and such.
Good. I like the last thing on his wit list is going to be a sex swing. It's like we got a dehumidifier for the bedroom.
Crock-pot.
Sex swing.
Yeah, crock pot.
Crock pot. Slow cooker.
And a 12-inch dildo to go with our sex swing.
Yeah. Got that.
Get wine.
Unfortunately, we have the steam shark to clean it. So.
Yeah, get the shark steamer. Do a lot of late-night TV shopping. Got those bags that you put your fruit in so they stay...
the bag hutch?
Santa Claus was good to us. Anybody else got anything? Anything you want to share?
Gift cards.
Yeah.
I got a vinyl of Johnny Cash's... Folsom Prison.
That he's going to trade with me for other vinyls.
Why don't you come to your senses?
Oh, I got him a little sleeping sound machine.
Get off of your senses.
I got Denise a popcorn machine.
Yeah.
I saw that. That looked pretty impressive. I was kind of hoping you would bring it over here.
It is.
Like a microwave?
No, that's not something you like just carry around. Yeah, I got you a microwave.
It's for popcorn.
It's a popcorn machine.
A popcorn machine.
They've got buttons for it.
What?
He actually poked out all of the buttons that used to say popcorn.
Black tape, electrical tape
spray
over all
painted
the other
it yellow.
Ones. Don't use those other ones.
A case of Costco popcorn. And
a microwave. Popcorn machine.
Yay.
He wrote the word fun on the side with a Sharpie.
Cheech and Chang.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chang popcorn
Cheech and Chang
machine.
In popcorn problems.
Orale vato.
That's pretty much it, you know, I think, for the, we didn't get to any of the geek news, but I think that's fine because I had a good time. I hope you did. I hope you enjoyed the Hijinks and Zoo podcast. Oh, I got a ukulele.
There's a voice modulator over there.
Yeah, not for the ukulele.
Well,
I don't need that. Ooh, it might sound like a bass if I turned it on though. Nah, never mind. I'll play with that later when we're not broadcasting.
We're
so anyway,
broadcasting now.
You're gonna play the sad somewhere over the rainbow with that? Oh no, I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna start crying. You know that song, right?
No. Good.
No. By the Hawaiian guy. Great big fat guy.
Ooh. Then it goes down on the next chord. So aww. I've been enjoying learning
funerals now.
Ukulele.
Because it's sad.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
Play that when you die.
Welcome right, 2011.
Hooray! anyway, have a happy and safe new year, even though it'll be over by the time you hear this. Don't kill anybody. Be nice to each other. And I hope you continue to enjoy Hijinks 2 Podcast. Thank you to my guests, Eli, Luna.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
Yeah, as always. The rare appearance by Denise, soon to be the bride of Eli, Mowage. I don't want to say your last name because I don't know if you're comfortable with that. You have like a real job, so I probably shouldn't say that.
No, don't say my name.
But eventually it's going to be the same as his, so
well,
you can't escape it.
We haven't decided that.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. You don't love him at all? That's news.
I might become a doctor someday.
The war on marriage alive and well in Dallas, Texas. Ladies getting all uppity. News at 11. Alex Flores, I'm sorry I said all that stuff about your dying industry.
That's okay.
Because I think you do good work.
Well, thank you.
I just wish it wasn't.
No one will see it.
I just wish. It just gets worse.
And one last thing.
Consolation. Robo Geisha.
Sustained. Roger Court is in session. I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? Robo Geisha what?
Go ahead. Robo Geisha, what's she saying?
Oh. Come back here, Robo Geisha.
Oh, yes, one more thing. Robo Geisha wishes that all acquaintance be forgotten.
Thanks, Robo Geisha.
See ya.
Thank you, Jesus!
Roger Court, thank you for holding Roger Court with us.
Roger Court, dismissed.
You are welcome back anytime. We need to have you on for real. With a good microphone next time.
Happy to be here. On the floor.
That's funny. All right. Happy New Year. Happy whatever. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's like I can touch you.
Why is it?
Shut up!
Is it the frog talking?
Oh, shit. This is gonna be all bad. Hang on, we're gonna start over.
No, just let it roll. It's New Year's.
Shut up with it!
No.